Welcome to Spark, Careers in Agribusiness, where we meet the most accomplished leaders in agribusiness today. Learn how each of the women and men featured has built leadership into their life's work and what advice they have for young people just beginning their careers. Your host for Spark is Sarah Stever, president at Paulson.
Welcome to the first episode of Spark. I'm Sarah Stever, president at Paulson, an agri-marketing agency that serves agribusinesses across the United States and around the world. This first episode is designed to introduce you to Spark and why we created this podcast. But first, a little bit about us at Paulson. While we are marketers, we also have a passion for agriculture and rural lifestyle. We support it, we promote it, we believe in it. And most of all, we are here to help lead it. And that means we serve the agribusinesses that feed our growing world. So why Spark? I'll confess that the impetus for Spark came from some conversations I had with my high school-aged daughter. She was thinking about a career in ag, but there were so many other opportunities that she didn't know what path to take. Well, it occurred to me that if she knew the stories about other successful people in agribusiness, she could see her own path to success. The podcast became a way for others to benefit from these stories, too. So, Spark is designed to give you a picture of what a career in agriculture is like through the stories of some of the most incredible leaders working in agribusiness today. These professionals come from all walks of life and have surprising stories of overcoming challenges, creating their own opportunities, and succeeding in spectacular ways. And each one is still writing the story of their lives every day. Through these interviews, you'll learn about the jobs they have now and the paths they took that got them there. All along the way, they have great advice for starting or restarting your career in agribusiness. Why is it important to reach out to young people considering careers in ag? If you're listening to this, you might already know that our farmers need to grow enough food to sustain 9 billion people by 2050. In fact, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization predicts that we will need to double our food supply in that same amount of time. Put simply, agriculture will solve the biggest problems we will face. These problems are multifaceted, just like agriculture. There are far fewer farmers than there are people who work in agribusinesses, but these roles are codependent. No agriculture, no agribusiness. No agribusiness, no agriculture. And we can only imagine what a world without ag would be like. Many of the jobs in agribusiness are in the STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and math related positions. But I would add an A for agriculture to that list. We need STEAM jobs because there are important roles outside of STEM that are a part of the system for ag. Business, accounting, communications, law, economics, sociology, regulatory, governmental, and human resources are just some of the roles that we will explore, along with, of course, science, technology, engineering, and math. A report by USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture and Purdue University projects that over 22,000 jobs in agriculture-related fields may go unfilled every year through at least 2020. So right now is a great time for you to start your career in ag. So, we all know this is an important issue and an immediate opportunity for you. We need the brightest minds to solve our biggest problems. We need young men and women to choose agribusiness as a career path, and once they're on track, to understand how to become leaders in everything they do. I believe sincerely that one of the best ways to grow your career in ag is to model yourself after someone else that's already successful. And even better, find a role model who's willing to provide you with the inside track on their own success. In our Spark podcast, you'll get a chance to find out what these leaders learned from the tough times too, times when they persevered and found the grit deep inside to keep going. You'll learn some universal truths that are common to every one of these professionals. These are truths that you can apply in your own education, life, and career. And I'll guarantee that every episode has the power to change how you see yourself now and inspire you to move forward into your future. Thanks for taking the time to listen. I hope you'll begin with the next episode. It's time to meet the leaders of Spark.
That's Spark for today. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll tune in for the next episode. To learn more about Paulson, please visit paulson.ag. That's PAULSEN.AG.